Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is an international leadership mentor, the author of 13 books, the host of her own radio talk show, a media expert, and a keynote speaker for organizations around the world. But one of the things that she is most known for is being the founder and director of WomenSpeaks.com, where she gives women from around the world the opportunity to connect with those people who want to hear their message. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Marnie Swedberg.
Thanks, Jackie. It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so interested in your story because you do so many different things, and how you're helping women to have their voice heard around the world. It's dear to my heart. And I want you to tell the people, how did you get to the point where you're doing all the things that you're doing today?
Yeah. Well, what I like to say, as I welcome speakers to womenspeakers.com, I like to say, one of my favorite verses is from Psalm where it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And how God, you know, he's kind of gives us an idea of where he's going to take us, right? We get kind of this vision or this mission, and we get excited about going there. But then once we start moving toward that, we find, oh, we don't even know how to do anything, or, you know, we don't have the resources, or we don't have the people support or whatever. And what we really need is the next step. And so I have this picture of walking through the woods at night, and you know kind of where you're going. You can see the glow out there in the distance, but the next step is kind of scary because you just can't see the ground. Mm-hmm. And what God gives us is he gives us enough light for that next step. And it's like a flashlight or a lantern. We don't get to see way out ahead of us, but we can see the next steps. And so that's how I got where I am, is just following Jesus one step at a time. Lots of the steps, Jackie, are so terrifying. Just like I'll be flat out on the floor, face down, saying, "Really, God? Really, God? How can that ever happen?" You know, but then he picks me up and we just keep going. And for me, it oftentimes does feel like I'm in the woods. It's very dark. I can't see the next, you know, I'm afraid there's lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah.
But I just can trust my Jesus.
Yeah. And I believe a lot of people feel that way as they start to follow their call.
Because it's going to be bigger than what you can do on your own. If it's from God, he's actually going to take, I talk a lot in my trainings with leaders about how individual you are, how unique you are. So your call from God is going to take into consideration all of your strengths, all of your weaknesses, the time and history that he's placed you in the world, the people that he has put around you that will come in and out of your sphere of influence, and then a requirement for total dependence on him to put all of that together and make happen whatever is his vision for your life. And it says in First Peter, he assigned us work to do before he created us. Yeah. And then he created us to be able to do the specific work that he designed us to do. I mean, it's this beautiful synergy and confidence that I can do absolutely anything God puts in my heart to do, but that I can't do it without him.
Yeah. So why womenspeakers.com?
I was just minding my own business, and here comes in my head this blue clickable US map. I'm like, what's that doing in my head? And God just put in my heart that there were speakers bureaus available for the big churches and for the big names, but all the small, medium, small, large churches, they couldn't find speakers for their women's events, for their conferences, for their day retreats, for their weekend retreats, for their mother-daughter teas. They didn't have speakers available. They couldn't find them. And there were speakers right in the next city who would be happy to come and share if they could only be found. So that's where womenspeakers.com came from. And then what God did, surprise to me, because of how he put it in my heart, then some of the big bureau level speakers found the site right away, registered, came on, started supporting it financially. And that's what gave the site credibility to get going, was that the major speakers were investing in it. And then other speakers joined along. Now we have over 1,300 Christian women speakers available and getting booked, you know, by planners all over the country as well as all over the world. So
it's absolutely amazing.
It is. It's so fun.
And I know you've received stories from women who have, you know, just been so grateful. Can you share maybe a story of somebody who connected on your site and how it impacted their life?
So womenspeakers.com is like a little Google, specifically for Christian women event planners who are looking for a speaker for their event. And so many times the story I hear is a new speaker will join and she'll be like, you know, it's so funny. I've been getting speakers from womenspeakers.com for a long time for my events. And I just realized other people have asked me to speak. Why am I not on this site available to speak? And so God has this synergy that happens. As one person provides a service for another, then God brings it full circle back around and blesses the first person. You know, I mean, it's like, it's so funny. It's so funny how that works. There's so many stories. I mean, we have planners who just have been coming for over a decade to find their speakers at womenspeakers.com and just give rave reviews about how they always have gotten good speakers. And it's just such a joy for me to see God's vision flowed through my life to bless other people. Yeah. And that's why we're here on planet Earth, right? That's why we're here. And that's what your organization does too. It says God's got a vision or a mission, a plan, an exciting goal in your heart. Let's get it out there to the world. Don't keep it all buried or hidden under a bushel. Absolutely. Let's get it on the mountaintop.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for you, Marnie?
You know, what's crazy is that somebody asked me that. We had company over last night and they said, so what's your next big project? Because I just came off of last week, I just came off of a summit with 70 speakers and attendees from all over the world, followed the next day by the book launch of Spiritual Growth, which is a book for people who either don't know about Jesus, have ruled him out for whatever reason, or are hostile toward him. So this is an incredibly unique book. It's available just right now. It's brand new release called Spiritual Growth. And you can find it on Amazon under my name, Marnie Swedberg. But actually right now I'm planning a little summit. I actually don't have a major thing on the agenda right now because God is giving me a little rest. You know, when you are putting together, for example, this summit with 70 speakers and a book launch, all at one time, there were weeks and literally almost months prior coming up to that I was often up at 4:30 in the morning, sometimes 2 in the morning, to work with my team around the world, getting these ready to go. And so there comes a time now where it's not a new baby. And now's the time to rest a bit before God calls you to another pregnancy, delivery, a new baby, whatever the project is. And, you know, you have to have time to rest also. So just right now, I get to just continue to promote the things that are going on and then look forward to a smaller release coming up here in the near future.
Yeah, sounds good. How can people connect with you?
Yeah, Marnie.com, just my name, Marnie, is the hub for everything I do. So you'll find links over to womenspeakers.com from there, as well as training for speakers, training for authors. I've written, this is just now my 14th book, just came out last week. So, but you can find all of that over there, as well as I have a mentorship program that includes live Q&As, boot camps. We promote one another, help boost each other's visibility. And so there's lots of great stuff there.
Yeah, I love it. Marnie, out of all of your experience and everything that God has done in your life, what is the one thing you feel like people should absolutely know so that they can implement in their life and move forward according to how God has called them?
One of the key things that I try to work with everybody on is how unique you are. And, you know, it's kind of cliche, except that, you know, if you were to right now, just look at your thumb and there's 1 inch of your body that can acquit you of a crime in a court of law. That's just 1 inch of you. In the Spiritual Growth book, I start with the trajectory of a snowflake. And we all know that no two snowflakes are alike, but do we know why? Mm. And the reason why is because it takes about an hour for a snowflake to fall from the sky to the ground. Wow. And during that hour, each snowflake is affected slightly differently, depending on the wind, the temperature it's going through to get from cloud to earth. Now, as a human being, you took about 6,000 times longer than that to make your appearance on planet Earth. And when God was stringing together your 3 billion base pair of DNA, he was doing it in a particular way. And the sooner you literally accept and embrace that and get excited about who you are. I mean, before we came live, I was telling you, Jackie, that I barely graduated from high school, severe learning challenges. And still, even to this day, I can't remember faces very well. I can't remember names hardly at all. If you know me well and I meet you somewhere that I didn't expect to see you, it'll take a while for me to process who you actually are. All of you listening, you have your own challenges. I mean, that's just one of mine. You have your own challenges, and God knew that. And he gave you a position in the world. He gave you work in the world to do that would help you to feel so loved and so valued by him, despite the fact that you don't have every single skill. And who could, right? I mean, we can't all be great mamas and, you know, scientists and runway models and inventors and writers. I mean, we can't be anything all at once at all. We can be these few things that God has assigned to our account. And we can do them dependent on him for his glory and for our delight for now and forever. If I could give one takeaway, it's the sooner you just acknowledge that you aren't trying to be somebody else, that you don't have to measure up to anybody's standard except God. Just go to him and say, where's my well done here? That's what I'm going for. At the end of today, I want that well done. At the end of today, at the end of this hour, I want to hear you say, well done. Where's that for me? Focusing on that, that's the total freedom. That's total freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. CWS audience, you have heard her. Be uniquely you. Despite the challenges that you may face, God has something significant for you to do. Embrace it and go for that. Well done. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.